Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Let's not forget to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, all the over-the-road truck drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And let's go right to the telephone line again. We have Denise Simon from founderscode.com back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Did you hear about the second area where they have container ships backed up?
The second area. We know that there's a port of Los Angeles, and then there's Long Beach.
Savannah, Georgia. They've got 14 ships offshore. They can't get in. I'm thinking to myself, well, hello, Florida.
That would be a lot more feasible.
Yeah. Bring them down to Jacksonville or Fernandina Beach, either one. Both of those are container ports. Okay, let's start off with
Port Canaveral.
Right, yeah, or Canaveral, you're right. Let's start out with Kamala and that NASA video with the kids. Now, that was something because that was one they were trying to put over on us for being, a PSA, as we call it in the business, public service announcement. And come to find out, what'd they do in that video?
Well, first of all, it was a couple of weeks ago, several weeks ago, that Kamala Harris and her team hired a company to reproject her image, to make her more likable and to make her more real and this and that and this and that. So I think as part of perhaps that, they also hired a Canadian company.
Yep.
You can't make this up.
Yep.
Called Sinking Ship Productions.
Yeah.
And they were the ones that were hired to find these child actors that were in the,
yep.
the mess of
it. Yep.
So yeah, you can't make this stuff up.
Well, they recognized the one little girl. I think she had blonde hair that was sitting closest to Kamala. She was in a breakfast cereal commercial. They recognized
her. Yeah, so they asked her questions. Mm-hmm. They said, you know, where did you come from kind of thing. And that's when she admitted that, you know, we tried out for these parts. Well, I don't know how much trying out that she necessarily had to do because the kids never said anything, really.
Right.
I guess it to make sure that they were just camera ready or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they just smiled a lot, and Kamala was doing all the acting. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. So,
I mean, the whole thing is like a Potemkin village. I mean, is there any, I mean, we've got the president that's using these fake stage sets, you know, in the White House. Why would we do that? I mean, when he got his booster shot, he was in front of a fake stage set. It's kind of like, why are we doing this?
To project an image.
Well, what's the image? Wouldn't the right image be sitting at the Oval Office?
You would think.
You know, the president, whatever.
Well, maybe this explains why the Democrats are starting to bail on Joe Boy Biden and Kamala, because the loyalty of the liberals are now in question as they're publicly blasting President Biden, and the stats that he's got don't sugarcoat the reality anyway, because he's starting to go further down the line into the toilet.
Well, that's fine with me, I suppose.
Yeah, it's fine with all of us, because we're starting to see the real Joe Biden. And by the way, would the real Joe Biden, when he decides to tell us the truth about something, would he please emerge?
Well, you know, this cat is so detached, I'm not sure that he doesn't think that what he's saying is the truth.
That's dangerous.
Well, I mean, think about it. This cat, it just reads stuff, so he would assume that his staff and his team would be putting stuff in the teleprompter that's accurate. He doesn't know if it's accurate or not. He assumes it is.
Well, they're trying to project, again, they're trying to project an image of leadership and of stability and the kind old man, you know, that sort of thing. And it's just, it's failed its course. It's not working anymore.
Well, I know. It's all fake. It's like,
yep.
It's got actors. There must be actors all over the White House grounds.
Probably is. And, you know, there was never anyone more boisterous and accurate and legitimate and told it the way it was than there was with Donald Trump. They just couldn't stand that stuff.
I mean, this cat, Trump, you know, he was out there every day.
Yep.
I mean, every day, getting on Air Force One or getting on the helicopter or coming up. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Texas, because guess what? Texas says no more vaccine mandate anywhere, no how to anybody, anywhere in the state of Texas.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle, we'll do just that. And, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Lauren Kelly over at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, you spell Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E. And, of course, education of our youth is always critical. And we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Now, sadly, that just is no longer the case. Now, the sooner youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Well, Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, has written three great go-to books for grade school kids. These are a must for homeschoolers. Now, the books are beautiful, educational, and they teach children and maybe even some adults history with a heart, because you're going to learn things here that you didn't even know about, I guarantee it. I did. Now, visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, ThePatriotPup.com, for your children and grandchildren, too. And again, an absolute must for homeschoolers. The books come in English and Spanish, too. Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, ThePatriotPup.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and hello again.
Hello.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued an executive order stopping the any type of vaccine mandate order by any other agency in the state of Texas.
How about that?
Yep. Hello, U.S. government. You watch and see, right?
Well, it's already, the state of Texas is already under fire from the Biden government, just like Florida is. So, this will add just another layer to it, but you know, Abbott has a leg to stand on, because remember, it was the question was asked to Biden if he supported mandates, and the answer to that was no. So it's kind of like now we have this problem with Southwest Airlines, air traffic controllers out of Jacksonville, and a couple of the Amtrak routes. So, and this is all under the Railway Labor Act.
Right.
And I actually found where the Southwest Pilots Association had filed for an emergency temporary restraining order last Friday under the Railroad Labor Act. So, because of the mandates and what they're doing with those mandates, which is probably why Governor Abbott did what he did, is it changes the conditions of employment. In other words, you have to have a vaccine to stay employed.
Uh-huh.
Well, in a union, that changes the conditions of the employment. And that is the reason I think that Abbott was lifting the mandates in the state.
Okay.
Or forbidding them, yes.
Now, we heard yesterday from Mr. Durham's people, didn't hear from him directly, but it looks like there may be an investigation that's looking right square at Jake Sullivan. Is that true?
Well, it's not a new condition. It's just that Jake Sullivan happens to be Biden's national security advisor right now. But Jake Sullivan has been an operative, I would call a secret agent man, for a very long time, going all the way back to Hillary Clinton. In fact, he was dispatched under the Clinton regime, the Hillary Clinton regime, the State Department, to make a secret trip to Oman to meet with the Iranians that opened the back door, the hidden door, to the Iran nuclear deal. So he's been an operative for a very long time, and he has always been coached by Strobe Talbot and John Podesta. So he was the one, or he was one of many, that were very much involved with retweeting, if you will, or promoting the Russia collusion story, especially when it came to all things Alpha Bank.
Mm-hmm.
In the Trump Tower. So I think that that John Durham is kind of circling his wagons around a few people, and Jake Sullivan is one of them. So I'm sure that when those in the White House read the 27-page indictment that Durham just did, they know that the evidence shows that Jake Sullivan is got a target on his back. So they're probably having some very interesting discussions with White House counsel and Office of Legal Counsel to see what they can do to protect Jake Sullivan, but they're not going to be able to.
Okay, before we get over to Taiwan here, there's something that just popped up. The Iraqis have captured the ISIS finance chief with a $5 million bounty on his head. His name is Sami Jassim, I believe, J-A-S-I-M, and they've captured him. That's just now breaking.
Yep.
So that's the money guy. We'll see what happens there. All right, Taiwan. It's been stated now by somebody somewhere along the line, don't know if they're just blowing smoke or not, that Taiwan may in fact have tactical nuclear weapons.
Well, not in the conventional sense. They have a nuclear program, which could put them into a nuclear weapons status very quickly, but they do not have nuclear weapons. So now that's not to say that they couldn't get some here real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But in the conventional sense, they used to have a nuclear weapons program. In fact, they used to produce plutonium, so that all the conditions are there for them to have a nuclear weapons program, but they don't have nuclear weapons.
Okay. Moving along the coroner today will give the results of the Gabby Petito autopsy as a private investigator involved in this somehow. I don't know how that happened, but they had all their investigators. And I guess the family had somebody involved in this, too, working with the coroner. Is that correct?
I don't know those conditions. I haven't paid any attention, but I do know that there's supposed to be a press briefing this morning. I don't know exactly what time because I didn't look at it carefully enough because I wouldn't be around for it anyway, which is the reason I didn't pay attention.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if it's Mountain Time or Eastern Time, but the full results of the autopsy, which I guess says that the toxicology report is back, will be today, this morning.
Yeah, well, these guys are in Wyoming. I'm trying to see if I can find a time here real quick.
Something like 11 o'clock sticks in my mind, but I don't know if that's
12:30 Mountain Time. 12:30 Mountain Time. So that's 2:30 our time. Okay, so that's when they're going, and it's Teton County is when they're, that's when they're going to hold the press conference. So we'll find out then what's going on. I've been told, somebody said somewhere along the line yesterday, brace yourself, this isn't going to be pretty or something like that.
I don't know. Something tells me that it's probably worse than what we necessarily know because they have not released the body to the family.
Correct. Correct. Yep, correct. So that's terrible. By the way, the U.S. delegation held a candid and professional talk yesterday with the UN-sanctioned, I love that one, UN-sanctioned Taliban terrorists.
Well, not only that, but we also agreed for humanitarian, financial humanitarian aid to Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And what that looks like, we don't know, but there was some discussion about dropping in aid by aircraft and just dropping it down.
Fly over and let it go. Okay, that's fine.
But they can't pay their bills. They can't pay their power bill. So they've asked the United Nations to pay the power bills. But remember, too, that the United States has frozen bank accounts, those bank accounts that were here in the United States. Why they were in the United States, I don't know. But so.
Yep, so we heard. All right, we'll talk to you tonight on Radidio. Have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and sign up for the article she writes, and you'll find out what's going on when she gets it out there. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday issued an executive order that bans vaccine mandates by any entity, including private employers in the state. I hereby suspend all relevant statutes to the extent necessary to enforce this prohibition, Abbott wrote in the order. He also added the issue as an agenda to the third special legislative session, which is currently convened until October 19th, to give lawmakers the opportunity to pass a law to similar effect.
Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace asked House Minority Whip Steve Scalise repeatedly if he believes the 2020 election was stolen by Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Are we going to follow what the Constitution says or not? I hope we get back to what the Constitution says, but clearly in a number of states, they didn't follow those legislatively
set rules. So you think the election was stolen?
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you and train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Check them out online, NAA.edu. In the meantime, they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them is right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa, and they're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, Florida. So one is in Clearwater, Florida, and the other one is just outside the city limits of Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, I would strongly suggest that you call up National Aviation Academy at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Find out what it's all about. Talk to a student or two. Talk to an instructor or two. Talk to the financial people. Get that all worked out so that you know. And by the way, if you are a post-9/11 veteran,
and you have not used your educational benefits, then your training at National Aviation Academy will be paid 100%. Now, if you're pre-9/11, depending on whether or not you've used your benefits or whether or not you've got benefits that you used and you've still got some left, they'll tell you what that amounts to, too. And then what you do with the rest would be get a student loan like anyone else, and you're in like Flynn, and away you go. So there you go. But understand, becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech will start you out in a job and a profession that you will never not have a place to work again somewhere around the world. You are certified around the world to be an aviation maintenance tech wherever it is you want to work. Now, you'll start out here in the United States at around $60,000 a year. If you apply yourself, take all the overtime benefits that's there, you could very easily have a six-figure salary right here in the U.S. But if you go overseas right away, you will be bringing down a six-figure salary. But that's all up to you. That's all up to you. So there you go. And let's not forget that the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses, are always there for you. If you have any problems, need any help, they're there for you. All right, well, some more information on the ISIS money man. He was apparently picked up a couple of days ago in another undisclosed country and brought to Iraq, where he's currently being held. Now, he had a $5 million bounty on him, $5 million bounty. So we'll see if someone collects that bounty or not. And Fred is saying, no way does Taiwan have nuclear weapons. China watches this territory closely, and they would have dealt with that. Well, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Taiwan can go out like anybody else and buy them on the open market, which is what Saudi Arabia did, by the way. Okay. Let's take a look at some stories here. A Maryland-based Navy nuclear engineer and his wife, and you're going to hear about this for the next few days, have been arrested on charges of selling secret information about the design of nuclear power warships to someone they thought was a foreign power, but actually was an undercover FBI agent. Way to go, right? Way to go. Now, the other thing is, a U.S. Marine, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, who posted the videos on social media criticizing military leadership and the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan, will be facing a court-martial next Thursday and Friday at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. So we now know his court-martial will last 2 days, next Thursday and Friday. That's the 14th. Let's see. No, it's not either. That's the 21st and 22nd next week, 21st and 22nd of October. Now, three troops have died on the same day as the military COVID-19 deaths continue to increase. Deaths now total 62, half of which have occurred since August. Now, as many as 10,000 to 15,000 Afghan evacuees have yet to arrive in America. This coming from the U.S. Transportation Command's Operations Center. They have been seeking refuge overseas, but they are headed to the United States eventually. By the way, officials at Fort Hood, Texas, for our listeners in San Antonio, have asked the public for help in their search for Jennifer Sewell, a soldier on a base who's missing. Officials are asking for the public's help in this search, so see if you can help find Jennifer. I'm sure for more information, the There's a lot of information over there on the local news and whatnot. Now, senior Taliban officials and U.S. representatives met this weekend in Doha, Qatar. The U.S. has made it clear the talks are not a preamble to recognition of any type, but they have offered to do some help in terms of relief supplies by flying over Afghanistan, as you heard Denise say a few minutes ago, flying over Afghanistan and parachuting the items in. Okay? By the way, many younger Iraqis are protesting instead of voting in an election they see as unlikely to prompt any change, as the Iraqi election that's scheduled could determine the future for U.S. forces in the country. But the young folks, the younger folks are not interested, so who knows what's going to happen there. Now, part of an Army Security Force Assistance Brigade and a Combat Aviation Brigade will rotate to Europe soon. That was said yesterday. The Army has also released its Unified Network Plan, which allows various modernization efforts to provide a network the service needs if it's to share data from the enterprise to the tactical sphere in support of many multi-domain operations. Taking a look at the Navy, the damaged U.S. sub, I believe it's the Connecticut, has arrived in Guam. It limped into port with damage to it after an undersea collision with something in the South China Sea. Now, I talked to a submariner yesterday, and he told me that more than likely this was another submarine that we collided with. And the submariners are very quiet about things like that. And they did have some war games going on over there with the other countries in the area, surface and below sea units. And, of course, it's not uncommon to have the Chinese tailing you either. So who knows what happened there, but we may find out about it, we may not. But that was just brought up by my friend who was on a submarine, so I just thought I'd throw that out there. By the way, Schofield Barracks until now would send about 5,000 soldiers annually to Fort Polk, Louisiana, for culminating training to certify an infantry brigade's combat readiness for war. But guess what? They won't be doing that this year. They won't be doing that this year. All righty, here comes the music. Chris Marcosi is right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will, Kyle. Thank you very much. And hey, folks, it's the Captain here, and this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, listen, I'm going to be out at Moss Nissan in Newport Richie Saturday for a Gator tailgate party that we're going to have there. Now, what's going to happen is we've got the Tailgate Pro Entertainment people coming with their big barbecue thing of truck, as well as their tents that they got out there, and the big screen TV that they set up. So we have ourselves tailgate food, and we have drinks, and they can play games that they've got there off the truck, like Giant Zegna, Cornhole, Tiki Toss. It's just a great way to keep the kids busy while you shop for a new or a pre-owned car. And I'll be there until 3 p.m. on Saturday. So come on by and enjoy the games. Now, guess what? LSU is going to be on, I do believe, playing Florida. That's the big screen. That'll be the game that everybody's going to want to be watching for sure. So come on by. Tailgate Pro Entertainment going to be there at the Moss Nissan tailgate party up in Newport Richie at the corner of U.S. 19, State Route 54. Starts at noontime, goes on till 3. I'll be there till 3. Stop on by and wear your Gator colors, by the way. If you're a Gator fan, wear your Gator colors. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. How you doing, sir?
Good morning.
Okay. A lot of stuff going on today. Can't even hardly keep track of it. There was a big announcement last night in Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott barred, by executive order, all COVID-19 vaccine mandates in his state, regardless of who issued them.
Interesting. I you mentioned that this applies to federal. I didn't know that he would have that type of jurisdiction. But, you know, we're seeing all the problems that we have right now due to these vaccine mandates, still canceling flights with Southwest. You had mentioned to me that this is one of the reasons why we're having a difficult time with truckers at the ports.
Yep.
And we can go on and on.
California, they have to have the vaccine if they're going to drive a truck and go into the port. That's one reason why they don't have the drivers.
Yeah, we're also running into the healthcare workers. We can go on down the list, school teachers, you name it.
Mm-hmm. So this is not going to get any better, and the only way they can do anything is to federalize this. And if they do, then that means, well, I guess we'll have military driving the trucks.
Well, I don't know if they're going to actually allow that to happen. I've actually seen individual corporations actually pick up the slack when it comes to this. What I mean yeah. is Walmart actually sending their own workforces down to the Mobile, Alabama port.
That's right.
On those containers.
Right. And they could do the same thing in Savannah, by the way, if they wanted to, whoever it is that's got containers. Because we've got a new area where we got ships sitting. It's not as many as California. But right now, when you got a dozen or 13 or 14 ships sitting out there, that's what's going on. And again, they could do the same thing right there is sending a special crew to offload that for whoever the company is that's got the most containers.
Oh, no, without a doubt. You know, it's a major issue all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is, you know, one of the other aspects mm-hmm. when it comes to inflation. So, you know, we've got issues.
Yeah. Now, there's no doubt that the supply chain shortages are threatening the Christmas gift delays, because I've been telling everybody, don't dilly-dally around. If you see something right now that somebody wants for Christmas or you want it for Christmas to buy it for somebody, buy it. Don't dally. It might not be there.
Well, certain companies are able to kind of circumnavigate. We're seeing this now. Most container ships are 20,000. At least containers.
Right.
Some of the major corporations.
That's
out
the
there.
Freight. That's the freight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Home Depot, Costco, Lowe's, Target, Walmart. They've been actually chartering their own ships.
Right.
They can carry anywhere between just 1,000 to 2,000 containers to get their goods over. For example, you know, Christmas decorations, things like that. They need to obviously get here very, very soon.
Yep.
To some of those places, and they're able to charter boats. It makes it much more expensive to actually get these items here, but at least they're going to go ahead and have them.
And they're taking a different route. They're not going to the West Coast. They're coming here to the Gulf, or they're going to the East Coast.
Yes. Yes. And again, this is, you know, small businesses can't afford to do what they're doing. So again, this is certain companies are going to could end up benefiting from this entire thing by the way that it's handled. But we know that we're really getting smacked upside the head with the higher prices everywhere.
I agreed. You're absolutely right. And you go to a store, a grocery store, and some of the shelves are bare, as well as some of the drug stores and whatnot. They're starting to run out of stuff. Now, Amazon, by the way, has now allowed, once again, employees to work remotely indefinitely at home.
Okay. Listen, Walmart. Wait, you said Walmart?
No, Amazon.
Amazon, okay. Well, Amazon, as I said, Walmart, any difficult thing to do. Amazon, you know, again, a lot of online stuff, so they have the capacity to go ahead and do that. And I do think that the trend is going to continue, where you're going to continue to see a smaller footprint when it comes to real estate for these major corporations.
Mm-hmm. By the way, there was a poll out there that says just 10% knows a lot of the specific stuff in Biden's spending plan. 90% have no idea.
It doesn't surprise me in the slightest. People, unfortunately, all they do is they care about, more often than not, what type of handout and giveaway that somebody else is going to give them, their fellow taxpayer is going to pay to them, rather than actually taking a look at the overall cost, what it could do, the societal damage that these things can do. And it's frustrating. It is. You know, getting up early in the morning with you working your butt off every single day. I work in my trying to educate people. And yet, you know, it sometimes feel like we're banging our heads against the wall. 90% of the people don't have a clue what's in this bill. Then you probably shouldn't have an opinion on it.
Well, yeah. And by the way, we do know that inflation is way beyond the transitory stage of becoming a growing issue for the markets, for personal economy. And, of course, all the economists now are warning about inflation, all of them.
Yeah, well, glad to see them join the party. It hasn't been transitory for the past couple of decades.
Right.
It's gotten worse as of late, without a lot of doubt, much, much worse. But again, if you were listening to us, we told you this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Herschel Walker, running for Senate in Georgia, he announced his contributions yesterday, his first filing, if you will, $3.7 million. He's going to need more than that because I think the Democrats are going to flood that race with cash.
Which one's he running against? Is it Warnock or is it
Warnock? Warnock.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's right. It was a shorter term there. I have no idea what the internal polling is down there in that state. But obviously, it was a big his name recognition, without a doubt, in that state with his great play at the University of Georgia and also in the NFL. So again, and he's also got a great story too. You take a look at the history of him and you know what he went through and everything. It's really kind of helps. I'm curious to see what the polling numbers look like.
Well, we'll find out soon enough. Southwest canceled hundreds of flights again yesterday. I really didn't see any of their planes flying around yesterday. I was only in and out maybe for an hour or so of the day, but during that hour, you usually see a Southwest plane somewhere in the sky. I didn't see any.
Yeah, again, these types of cancellations, which are kind of inexplicable, that can be real damaging to airlines, especially smaller regional ones. Can't even call Southwest regional. It's bigger than that. But the type of frustration that you put people through that doesn't make much sense to them. I understand the worker shortages, but they should have obviously handled this in a much better fashion in regards to logistics. Can be a real damage. I mean, a lot of these people will probably never fly that airline again.
By the way, are you watching oil?
Over 80.
I know it is for the first time in a long time. And get this now. Get ready for this shock. The wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery is $2.37 a gallon. That's up to the highest level that it's been in about 7 years. That's without the transportation and all the local taxes at the state, city, county, wherever it's going. Diesel is at $2.47 a gallon right now, which, again, is as high as it's been in the last 7 years. And this is not painting a pretty picture at all for what the future holds.
No, prices continue to go up. The concept we just talked about, transitory inflation, at Ipsum.
Yep. Okay, my man, you have yourself a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. Don't forget his programs heard on many of these same stations on the weekend, too. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.